Blog Talk Radio.
Mama!
Praise God. Get ready. Get ready if you're not ready. It's time to get ready. Praise God. Because he's coming back. He's coming back. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You better get yourself ready. He say coming back in the twinkling of an eye. You don't know when. Hallelujah. You just say be ready. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so glad to see all of you that have tuned in this afternoon on this blessed day. Praise God. Hallelujah. To worship with us once more and again. Praise God. God bless each one of you. Praise God. I pray that you have enjoyed the praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. The Lord is good. And he has blessed us. Hallelujah, to come and give him all the praise, the glory, and the honor that belongs to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's Favorites program coming to you live. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet, or maybe you're going through something in your family, or maybe some type of sickness, or anything that the devil tries to throw at us to hinder us, we are here reaching out to help heal your hurts, because we're going to go through some hurts in this life. We're going to go through some trials in this life. We're going to go through some tribulations in this life. But Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing if we come to him and bring all our cares and burdens and lay at his feet. He's there to help us. He's there to strengthen us. He's there to heal us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him, don't you? Because we have a Savior that we can go to and bring all of our cares. Praise God. And just lay it at his feet. I don't know whether you ever done that or not. but I had something to hurt me so bad, so I had to lay it at his feet because I couldn't carry it myself. Hallelujah. Praise God. I couldn't handle it myself. Only God could handle it because it hurt so bad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what we are supposed to do. Bring it to Jesus. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you do for us. You are our Father. You are our God. You are our King. You are our Lord. And God, we worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. We thank you. We come with thanksgiving, God, and praise God. Hallelujah. Lifting up your name, which is above every other name. There is no other name higher. There is no other name above you, Lord God. So, Lord, we lift up our hearts. We lift up our eyes. We lift up our hands. God, oh, Father God, to you who is the author and the finisher of our lives. There's no God greater than you, Father, oh, God. You can heal, deliver, and set free, God. You can do whatever you please to God. God, when we lay it all on the altar before you, God, oh, Father God, and say, Lord, here we are, there. And open before you, Lord God. Here we are. You know all things, God. You see me, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You see me, God, as a perfect and the finished product, God. Thank you, Father God. I thank you. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing. I thank you, Father, oh, God, Lord God, for shaping and molding me like you want me to be. Thank you, Father, that you're healing me inwardly. Oh, God, daily, God, thank you, Father, that you have loved us with an everlasting love. Oh, praise God. Thank you. Oh, God, we just thank you, and we can't thank you enough, Father, for what you are doing and what you're going to do. You are awesome in all your ways, Lord God. You are magnificent. You are great. Oh, God, you are a wonder in our lives, oh, God, truly, God. You are a wonder to us, God, more than we can comprehend. Oh, praise God. You are more, oh, God, than anything could even ask or think. You, Father God, yes, we worship you. We worship you because you are God Almighty. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. God Almighty. Almighty God. Almighty God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, again, for all of you that comes on, praise God, we bind every evil spirit, every demon spirit, every hindering spirit that might try to stop us. We won't stop because we're going forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We're going on forth in his name. We don't let nothing hinder us from serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Because He's the author. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to ask, praise God, if there's anyone on that have a prayer request. If so, would you press 1 on your phone? Praise God. Hallelujah. And we will be glad to pray for you. Hallelujah. If there's anyone that have a prayer request, press 1 on your phone, and we will for you. Praise God. The Lord is good. He's a healer tonight. He's a deliverer tonight. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, right now. We serve a true and a living God, a God that will never turn his back on us. So if there is anyone, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think I see some hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Our sister, Karintha Gatlin, can you be our prayer warrior tonight? Are you available?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I see some hands up. All right, we're going to start with the first one. Go ahead on, Minister Sharon.
Good evening, everyone. I just would like to ask the congregation to pray for this lady named Emma. She's transitioned over. She hasn't transitioned over yet, but she's in the process of transitioning over. And I like prayer for myself for to get closer to the Lord.
All right. And the next person is Minister Gwen.
Yes. Good evening to everyone. Pastor Vivian, it's been in my spirit. I never asked you what your son's name is. I just feel led for us to really, you know, labor for him in prayer and believe God for victory for him, along with you, his mother, and prayers for my entire family and this nation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Is this Minister Shawanda?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
All right.
And good evening. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thanking God for allowing me to be on the line tonight with the saints of God. My 10-year-old grandson and the rest of the children in Louisiana will be starting their testing in the morning. And he's asked me to ask for prayer for him and the rest of the children, that God will bless them to focus, pay attention, and some knowledge and understanding that they need to pass their test. Also, I will be having surgery Friday at noon, just asking for prayer that everything will be successful and that the Lord will bless me and provide the help that I need once I make it home. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Sister Felicia Keys.
Yes, ma'am. I would like prayer for the homeless, for those that are battling depression in their minds, and for those that are just mentally challenged in their minds, and also for the nursing home, those that's in nursing homes, and elderly that are living alone, or just single people living alone. I would like prayer for them, God's protection, and the elderly that they're treated with respect in the way they need to be treated and not taken advantage of. Thank you. And for my family.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Sister Bowman, go forth.
Good evening, everybody. I would just continue praying for me and my family and my grandbabies and great-grandbabies that, you know, God will cover them as they start taking a leak test, as Sister Shawanda say, God be with them and let them have a mind on him as they're doing their leak test. Amen.
Is there anyone else before we finish the prayer? All right, it's in your hands, Sister G.
Amen, amen. We acknowledge you, Lord, as Savior, as friend, as King, as Deliverer. You are great and greatly to be praised. We honor your presence, O Most High. We are so grateful, Lord God, that we can bring every request to you. And you've already heard, you've already answered our request. Father, we thank you that you are Lord, that you are the Lord of our lives. We ask you to forgive us for every error, every transgression, every trespass. Lord, forgive us for any abomination against you. As David said, you only have we sinned and done these things in your sight. And so, Father, we are so grateful that we could call upon your mighty name. Tonight we lift up Minister Sharon. You know her. You know everything concerning her. I lift her up, her family up, whatever they are standing in need of, oh God, whether it's healing, whether it's provisions, whether it's direction, guidance, or a closer walk with thee. We just thank you for hearing and answering that prayer. And, Lord, she's praying for a lady who's deathly ill. and you know the woman, you created her. She's created in your image, oh God. We pray that she is saved, oh God, that she would not leave the earth, that she would not take her last breath before you, or save her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing on Minister Sharon's behalf. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the anointing upon her life to destroy yokes and bondages off of other people's life. Continually walk with her. Talk with her. Be a lamp and a light to her pathway in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for Minister Gwen, a mighty woman of God, who you walk with daily. You talk with her. She hears your voice. She knows your voice, Lord God. Draw, draw, draw closer, 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 closer. As the song says, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is our plea. So, Father, we thank you for Minister Vivian's son. Oh, God, the great man that you birthed through Minister Vivian years and years ago, oh, God. You knew him before you formed and shaped him in her belly. But, Father, he stands in the need of prayer. All of our sons and our daughters stand in the need of prayer. We lift our son up before you, Father, and we thank you for what you're doing in his life. In the name of Jesus, we pray for victory for him, freedom, as he is desiring to be free, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you for his salvation, his healing, his deliverance in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you know everything concerning this young man, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, you came to set the captive free. So we thank you for setting him free, first of all, oh God, in the spirit and in the natural. We thank you, Father God, for his healing, because he has been behind bars for some time. Any oppression, suppression, depression, remove it from him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Any children he may have, provide protection, direction, guidance for them. I thank you, Lord God, for everything you're doing for Minister Vivian's son. In the name of Jesus, you are his refuge. You're his fortress. My God, I thank you for this young man. I thank you for the call of God on his life. You said many are called and few are chosen. But I thank you for him being chosen in the name of Jesus by you, the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Minister Gwen's family, Father. In the name of Jesus, you know every one of her family members. You know her. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for the call of God upon her life. We thank you, Lord God, for her coming closer, just a closer walk with thee, drawing her closer. I thank you that she hungers and thirsts for you, for righteousness, oh God. Lord, she stands in the gap for many people. She prayed for many people, oh God, and yes. I thank you for their yes. being set free in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for them being set free, healed, and delivered in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for every one of her family members, oh God. I thank you for Kyle, her grandson, oh God, that she keeps, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for him desiring more of you, more of you, more of you. I thank you for his obedience to her, those who have rule and authority over him. I thank you that he will listen. Oh, God, he will follow instructions in the name without rebuttal. And, Lord, she's asking for prayer for our nation, America, this great nation, one nation under God. Lord, at one time we were one nation under you, but, Lord, we have become a lawless generation. So, Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus. For our nation is out of control. I cover our nation with the blood. Draw America back to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Draw America like never before. Oh, Father, we come to repenting in the name of Jesus for being out of order in America, being lawless. Forgive our nation. Forgive every person, oh God, who sinned against you in our nation, in the name of all the states in America, Lord God. Oh God, we cover our nation with the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Everywhere Satan has risen, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you, oh God, are stronger and greater than every enemy, oh God, that has come against our nation. We thank you that you are our refuge in America. Oh God, in every city, every state, every nation, we call you. We call you, Lord. We call you, King. Let salvation go forth to every home in America, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up those people who have already called upon your name, who are already saved, set free, filled, delivered. Oh God, let the light within them shine bright and Mokoshabakade run darkness out of America, out of our city, out of our state, out of our nation. We call forth Makashe, a righteous nation, that we would stand for righteousness again in the name of Jesus. Every out of order spirit, we call you back into order right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for salvation going forth from the youngest to the oldest in every city, every state in our nation. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that we will be one nation under God again. In the name of Jesus, we will stand for righteousness, peace. Oh, God, I thank you for the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, God, going forth in abundance throughout our nation. Oh, God, yes, we are our sisters and our brothers' keeper. In the name of Jesus, we will not murder each other, but we will love each other. We will love you, Father God, in our nation with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and we will love each other like we love ourselves. And so, Father, I lift up the evangelist, Sharonda, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know she said that the children in Louisiana are about to take the test, as well as Minister Bowman. She asked for prayers for her grands and great-grands, oh, God. We pray Joshua 1:8 over them. You said, let not this book of the law, children, depart from your mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it. Then, children in Louisiana, in every state in the nation that's going to be taking the state test, then they will make their way prosperous and they will have good success. So we thank you for moving, oh God, any fear from them. Remove fear, intimidation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that they will focus, especially the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, oh, God, they will focus on you. And I thank you that they will pray, oh, God, as they take the test, and they will ask you for the answers, and they will get ready answers in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you for the mighty woman of God, Minister Sharonda, as she's going under the knife again. I thank you, Lord God, that you will be right there, because you don't ever leave her. You don't ever forsake her. God, the doctor's hands, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare she shall live and not die. She shall come forth in the name of Jesus from the being sedated from the surgery. She will be alert in the name of Jesus. And, Father, she's asking for help. Yes, we are our sister's keeper. So I thank you for meals being prepared for her even ahead of time, going in the freezer. I thank you, Lord God, for sending the sisters, oh God, that will help her pick up medication, clean the house, heat the food, take care of her grandson. Whatever needs to be done, it shall be provided because she's your daughter. And whatever she asks for in your name, believe it, you've already granted. Lord, I thank you for Felicia Keys. Oh God, she's asking for help for the homeless, Lord God. We bind up oppression, suppression, depression in the name of Jesus for the homeless, oh God, and their families. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you know them. Many of them are challenged emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And we ask for freedom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, that the captive be set free in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for the elderly being treated with respect, love, kindness. Oh, God, is their portion in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Sister Felicia Keys, oh, God, her family and herself in the name of Jesus. Draw the whole family closer to you, closer with each other in the name of Jesus. We cover her and her family with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we thank you for what you're doing in her family. Every prayer that she prays for each family member shall get answers because she's your daughter. In the name of Jesus, she is hungry and thirsting for righteousness like never before. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
And we pray for Evangelist June.
Yes. Father, we lift up Evangelist Pastor June Paul. You know her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Mighty woman of God, oh God, who's been on the battlefield a long time. And, Father, we thank you for her health, excellent health, returning to her body, excellent strength. Oh God, no more falls. Heal every part of her brain. Oh God, where she had a stroke. You sent the word and healed her. I thank you that she's healed healed by your stripes, oh God. You said you will bless our bread and water. You would take sickness away from the midst of her. So we thank you. You said beloved. You called her your beloved, June Paul. Beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you that she is prospering in her health and in her soul. Send help for her. Oh, God, that she will need assistance every day, Lord God, meals cooked. Oh, God, grocery store, things from the grocery store, maybe from the pharmacy, whatever, house clean, doctor's appointments. Oh, God, for transportation, everything that she needs shall be provided in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Minister Jackie Keys, could you give us a short praise song, please?
Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most higher praise. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most higher place. In your presence, Lord, we seek your face. We seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory and grace. By your mercy, oh Lord, I live to worship you. Lord, I live to worship you.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you all so much for helping me out. Praise God. You all are a blessing, I tell you. That's the way God's made his people, to be a blessing to one another. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, bless you, bless you, bless you. Tonight, I want to speak briefly on I am a product of the carpenter. I am a product of God. and he's the one made me. I hate to hear people say, praise God, hallelujah, that they come from monkeys or apes. Oh, it makes my body scream. And I say, I know where I come from. And I thank you, Lord, I know. So, Father, tonight, God, as I deliver this, God, I pray that your people that's on, they know where they come from, God. Lord, you are the giver of life, God. You are the one that fearfully and wonderfully made us, God. No one else, God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. I am a product of the carpenter. God said he made good things. He looked at us and he fearfully and wonderfully made us. Praise God. When we look at the life of Joseph, he was hated by his brothers. He was thrown into a hole to die. He was sold into the Egyptian slavery. He was thrown in prison. But out of all of that Joseph went through, the carpenter was there. Hallelujah. Praise God. The carpenter was right there with Joseph. And whatever he went through, and I want to say to you tonight, whatever you may be going through, the carpenter is there to put you back together again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord blessed him in all of his work. That's what he done for him. And God has his hands on Joseph, and he has his hands on you as well. Praise God. No matter how the enemy may try to stop you in your tracks, don't give up. The carpenter is steady doing his perfect work in you. The carpenter was right there to do all the finished work, and so it is in our lives today. There is a finished work that God has to do in our lives. And he said he's doing it daily. Praise God. He said he's renewing our inward parts daily. Jesus himself was a product of the carpenter from the age of 15 to 33. God used him. And truly, God wants to use you tonight. Praise God. Believe me, yes. He is about his Father's business. He went about doing good, healing the sick, raising the dead, giving sight to the blind, opening deaf ears, spreading the good news in all the region. What did God tell us to do? He told us to do the same thing, praise God. He told us to go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. Jesus went along the seashore, all in the temples. His Father gave him wisdom. He was trained by the carpenter, the master carpenter. I'm telling you, God got you in his hand, and he's steady molding and shaping you the way he wants you to be as well. Hallelujah. His hand made the potter. And he molds it and he shapes us, praise God. I thank God for the shaping in my life. Thank God that he's still doing it. He didn't just do a part and leave me alone because I failed him in one way or the other. Today I sinned. But no, that carpenter is steady renewing my inward parts daily, praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 58 and 12 said, that which was then ruined by sin, he forgives and throws it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it again, and revives our hearts with his love and compassion. Isn't that an awesome carpenter? Praise God. That carpenter will throw that stuff out that's trying to cause you to go back or fall back. No, he revives you all over again. 1 Corinthians 3 and 10, he is the master builder. He builds us up in our own holy faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that we can learn to trust him. You know, we learn Christ. It's a process. It ain't we know everything in one day or one minute or one second. He's steady teaching us. He's steady training us. He's steady molding and making us. He's teaching us how to believe on him, to obey him. He is the comforter, our peace, our helper. That's who he is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Malachi 4:2, Jesus is coming back, shining like the sun, with healing in his wings. He's my healer. I don't know whether you can say it, but he's my healer. When Jesus comes back, healing rays will be coming from him in a way that can only compare with the sun. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's the master carpenter. And every eye is going to see him coming for his saints with salvation in his wings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you about this master carpenter that's got us engraved. Praise God. In the palm of his hands. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:17, he gives us new life. Praise God. Proverbs 8:35 say, for whosoever finds me finds life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. I got favor. You ought to say, I got favor in Master Carpenter, because he gives it to me freely. Praise God. Proverbs 15:24 says, the ways of life is above the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Only this way of life, which is Christ and him crucified, will spare one from hell. Only he can spare you. Only he can spare you from hell. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the carpenter can do this. Can't nobody else do this for me. Can't nobody save you from hell. Didn't nobody make you. Only I'm so glad God made me. Hallelujah. He's the one created me, and he didn't create me in the image of an animal. Praise God. He created me in his own image, and I think we all can say that tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20, and it's nothing I have done myself, but by the virtue of me dying with him on the cross and being raised with him in the newness of life. What we do when we give our hearts and over to Christ, he gives us a new life that we may walk with him. Hallelujah, and talk with him. And he said, I'll be your people, and you will be mine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have a master builder. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I love this master. Praise God. I can call him anytime. He won't get angry with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:3 say, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ. Hallelujah, in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Aren't you looking for that time? Aren't you looking for that time when you shall appear with him in glory? I know I am. I am looking. I don't care what I'm going through down here. I may face some battle. The devil may throw some darts at me. They may be hard. It may cause some tears. It may cause me to bend my knees. But guess what? I am dependent on that master carpenter to pick me up. Hallelujah. He'll pick you up. Hallelujah. And he said, I'll carry you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He wants you to be steady. He wants you to be steady, not being tossed by every wind and doctrine that comes, but oh, but to know him in the pardon of your sin, that he may take you on to glory with him. Matthew 16:18, the carpenter is continuing to build his church. As many as we can tell about Jesus. We got to go tell it, y'all. We have to go tell it. That's what it's all about. We have to go and tell. And they, so that they can hear. The seeds are being planted every day. There are seeds being planted. So we want to be one of those seeds that plant. We don't want to just say we pray that somebody else plants. Because the carpenter want to do something in us when we plant. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God is building his church. New life is being manifested. The master bill is always at work in our lives. If you are willing to eat the good of the land, the master carpenter is wants to build you as well. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care if you're cast down. I don't care what the devil is trying to do to you. The master say, I want you to speak it out. Just let it out and see what he won't do. You might be laying flat on your bed and can't get up. God may send somebody by your bedside who you may plant a seed in their life. God got a way. God got a way. Until now, he's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. He's molding and shaping us in what he wants us to be. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Because he sees us as that perfect one, because he loves us. He sees us right now perfect. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is renewing our inward parts, as I said, daily. So what does the carpenter do? Praise God. What does he do every day? He hammers. He hammers on us. And sometimes the hammering may be a loud sound. And they say, oh, Lord, help me. You cry out. Praise God. Sometimes he nails. He's steady nailing on us. Oh, getting us ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes he got to repair some things, some broken parts on us. Praise God. But he's still molding and shaping us. He puts together again. Praise God. And he renews. He renews. You might be crying and all cast down, but he refreshes. He refreshes us in a newness. He shapes when things are out of order in our lives. He's steady shaping, keeping us in line. And he's steady at the Father's side, making intercession for us. Aren't you glad? You ought to call on the carpenter every day. I know you all do. I know you do. Praise God. It's a call and the leaning upon the carpenter who, oh, he molds. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's steady molding. And when he's shaping, he's putting it in the mold and his hands. Hallelujah. He said, I got you engraved. Hallelujah. If you are engraved in the carpenter's hand, oh, yeah, you're being molded. Hallelujah. You are being put in that shape. Can't you see him? Hallelujah. You ask him to do more. Lord, whatever is wrong with me, Lord, that what I can't see, God, that what I do see, God, shape me and mold me. Take away the drop. Take away anything, God. Yes, God, I have sinned. I have come short, God, of your glory. But I know, God, the God I serve, hallelujah, he's steady shaping and molding me in the image he wants me to be, because I am his. I am his. He's fearfully and wonderfully made me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm saying me, but I mean for all of you all. Praise God. And you can say the same thing. You can make those aspirations to yourself. I thank you, Lord, for shaping and molding me and making me in the image you want me to be, not what I want to be. Not because it hurts. God, however you, it's got to hurt me, God. I have sinned, God. So, Lord, you wash me. Wash me. Wash me in your precious blood, that I be able, Lord, to stand before you. And you say, well done. You say, well done, Father. And the Father, yes, he goes to the Father again. Oh, it didn't say how many times that Jesus goes to his Father,
But think about how many times Jesus has to go to the Father for all of his children. Oh, that's a lot of doing. That's a lot of doing. How many times Jesus has to go to the Father and beg the Father and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them. Oh, my God, that is so beautiful. And when we really see it, Jesus is calling on the Father for his children, saying, Father, these are your children. Father, they have fallen. They have sinned. They have done this. They have said this. And, Lord, he's saying, Father. Oh, we can call on the Father, who is the carpenter, because God gives him the commission to do whatever he has to do for us. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He gives his son permission to do whatever need to be done. He say, Father, they are hurting. Father, they have a son or daughter in trouble. Father, he's making intercession. Father, your daughter is sick. Father, your child, he's crying out to the Father. And the Father will not let his son go without an answer. He answers his son, and he tells his son what to do for us. He say, forgive them, and the Father forgives us. He say, okay, son. He's already done what he wanted to do for the son when he hung him on the cross. Now the son is doing what he needed to do for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. The price has been paid. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he knows us. He knows what we're going to do before we even do it. He knows what we're going to say before we even say it. And he's saying, Father, forgive your children, for they know not what they do. My God, I'm a product of the carpenter. And I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so glad that I am a product so he can keep me, hallelujah, in that straight line. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when I fail, praise God, and however I fail, God is there to put me back together again, to shape me and mold me again. Praise God. I'm a product. Praise God. I'm in that mold, praise God. I'm in that mold, and I thank God for what he's doing while he got me in that mold. So, hey, I'm going to stay on the right track, and I'm going to keep my eyes up on him and believe in him for everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. Thank you. Thank you very much for being on. I pray, God, blessings upon you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. God say, bless his people. Don't he said, bless them. And I pray whatever blessing God has for you within this next week or whenever God want to share it with you. Praise God. You will come back with a testimony and said, oh, look what the Lord has done. And also, don't forget the other show, Minister Janice on Friday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. At 8 p.m. on the same number. Praise God. Sister Minister Zadie Alford. Praise God is on Saturday night. We are being heard right now. Praise God. Most of the U.S., Japan, Canada, Germany, and Ireland. Praise God. What a blessing. We was in U.K., but since the war been going on, we are not there. But we thank God wherever we can spread the gospel, someone is listening. That's that seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just wish that everyone was on that's on could say, plant a seed in one of these countries. Just say something. But we don't have that much time. But we do that. We don't make no excuses. We thank God for who he is. May you have a good night and a good week. God bless you. And please be back next Sunday at the same time. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Love y'all. Bye. Good night.
All right. Hope you enjoyed the message.